Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to the ClickFunnels Radio podcast. I am super, super excited today to have Justin and Tara Williams both on the call. This is by far one of the two people I wanted to make sure we had right away as soon as we got things started here. Real quick, just so you understand, they have the opportunity, or they've been building basically two different businesses, absolutely crushing it in multiple industries. And they've got a real estate house flipping business that flips over 100 houses per year. They've got a real estate coaching business, and they obviously have two different podcasts they're doing. But most recently, the thing I really want to make sure that we have the opportunity of talking about today, guys, and that is Millionaire University. And the eight minute Millionaire podcast was one I've listened to. I'm sure, gosh, I think you guys are almost at 100 episodes, and I must have listened to 99, if not all of them by now. So I'm super, super excited to have you guys on. So let's go ahead and get started right away. Again, Justin, Tara, anything else you guys want to say before we get going into this?
We're just excited to be here. Thanks for having us, Dave. We're pumped.
Well, awesome.
We love ClickFunnels, and so this is a cool opportunity for us.
Great. Just so everyone understands, a little background here. As we started kind of pulling this whole ClickFunnels Radio podcast together, there was two people I needed to make sure I talked to, and one was John Lee Dumas, and the other has been Justin and Tara Williams. The two of you guys have helped me a ton for this. So we screw this up, it's all your guys' fault.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we're ready. That's going to be awesome.
We're really good at screwing things up, so we're fine.
I think one of the great things about the two of you guys is just how open and just raw and pure the two of you guys are. Totally authentic. And I think that's the thing I want to make sure as we start kind of talking about helping people build businesses, the importance of being authentic. If you guys want to kind of take a few minutes and kind of address, how did you guys even come up with the idea as far as the 8 minute millionaire?
Well, you know, we work together, and so we're together all the time, 24/7. And we would walk around, and sometimes I'd be followed around the house, and it's just like, all these ideas we'd have, and oh, what about this?
She was saying I would follow her around the house. That was a jab. She's starting early.
So we would constantly be having these conversations. And, you know, not too long ago, I started coaching just kind of personal family and friends, and they'd ask questions, and I'd start working through them with things, and they'd ask me more, and I'd work with more people, and someone tell their friend. And we started to teach other people, and as Justin was teaching more people in house flipping education, we realized, oh, not everybody is having these conversations, and not everybody speaks like we do and thinks like we do only because we've taken a bunch of action and made a bunch of mistakes and learned a bunch of things. And so when I started helping people, I realized there is no way that one person at a time we can share all these things that we've been blessed to learn. And I just thought there's got to be a better way to reach a lot more people so that they realize there's so much opportunity out there. Their life can be great. There can be wonderful and exciting things. And Justin and I knew we both loved to talk about those things. And so we decided to start 8 Minute Millionaire, mostly by Justin's pushing. As you've noticed on the podcast, he's much more into, hey, let's do this now.
Let's do it now.
And let's get down to the nitty gritty. And I like to hold back and say, no, you can't say that. You can't do that. And so it's been a fun journey.
Well, I'm real excited. I think yesterday was your first actual launch. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was the, we closed the doors. Yeah. We opened the doors and we closed the doors.
At the same time.
So university opened and closed in a day.
Yeah. Well, no, well, we had the launch. People could sign up. But yesterday is when people were brought into Millionaire University. We did all the introductions. People are getting in there, engaging. It's been a lot of fun. And last night, as of midnight, the doors, you know, are closed for the semester, and we're going to start working with the students that are in there. So it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely love that. Well, Justin, one of the things we were talking about earlier with regard to as far as, you know, what types of things could we actually cover or talk about on our ClickFunnels Radio podcast? And some of the things you were said, you know, at first it was like, gosh, I really don't know what you want. And then real quick, you just started rattling off a whole bunch of different things you would love to hear about what people would be doing in their businesses. So I kind of want to address that real quick. So I know you guys have multiple businesses that you run. You're using ClickFunnels to do it. What are the different types of funnels that you guys are using, and how are they working?
So let me give a little bit of background. You know, we've been doing business for 11 years. We started multiple businesses. As you mentioned, real estate investing, we flip about 100 houses a year. We have had lots of ups and downs. We want to let people know that first of all. You know, it's not like we were born from the womb being successful business people, right? So we've had lots of struggles. We won't get into that too much right now. But it was 2 years ago when we had our house moving business going. We had moved to San Clemente, bought our dream home, and we had some things pretty systematized. And I think we were both kind of like, okay, now what? And you know, like Tara said, at first it was fun, you know, going to the beach and surfing, but then she got tired of me just following around the house. And I just fall around, you know, and it's kind of funny. I'm kind of like the woman in the relationship, and she's like, give me my space. Jeez, quit talking about your feelings and all that. Anyway. So I thought, okay, I got to do something. And I had this entrepreneurial, you know, disease where I just have to keep creating and doing things. And I thought, if there was anything I could do, what would it be? And I thought, you know, I know marketing and sales are incredibly important. And obviously today that's all done via the internet. And I did not know, was I good at technology, Tara? Am I still good at technology? No. but I'm a lot better than I was 2 years ago,
you
right?
You are a million times better.
So it was like my biggest fear in the world. And I just took it head on. And you mentioned John Dumas. I reached out to John Dumas. He got me starting a podcast. And that was great. It was really great. But I remember like a year later being like, okay, this podcast is great. But like, I need more traction. What more? So I started hearing about this guy, Russell Brunson. We started hearing about this guy, Russell Brunson. Listened to his podcast. Then went to his funnel hacking. Got his book. Went to his funnel hacking event. I forgot. A little bit before that, we hired this guy. It was the first time we had heard about funnels. So we hired this guy to create this funnel for us. Do you want to tell about the story of the guy that we hired to create the funnel?
Yeah. So we hired a guy. He promised that in 90 days, he would create a funnel for us that was converting really well. And he'd do the copy and do everything for it. And we'd spent about a month into it. And I'd heard about this guy. And we started learning about ClickFunnels and Russell at the same time. And we just went, wait, what? So Justin had been working with him kind of one-on-one with Kyle. And so I hopped in there, and after learning about ClickFunnels, checking it out in the software, I hopped in there and we realized he's totally been hoodwinking us.
Well, basically we had paid this guy like 20 grand over 90 days to try to help us create a basic funnel. He didn't even have he basically had the outline after the 90 days. It was ridiculous.
He had done nothing in there.
And we didn't know anything about funnels. We didn't know any better. And he was saying, oh, it takes at least 90 days. And then after that, it's going to take a lot of testing, probably 6 months till you have a good funnel up and going. And then we learned about Russell and ClickFunnels. And after we got ClickFunnels, we're like, now we're like, oh my gosh, like we can create funnels in like hours versus 90 days. And so ClickFunnels has literally changed our life and our business. It's basically how we run just about everything in our business. We've done, you know, webinar funnels, we've done tripwire funnels, but it's just so cool to just be able to go in there and tweak things around and change things up. And I don't know, it's literally changed our life. And that is going to be our main focus this year in 2016. One of our main focuses, now that we have Millionaire University up and going, is just to create some incredible funnels. And there's no way we could do it without ClickFunnels and the things we've learned from Russell. So it's been an exciting journey for sure.
Oh, that's exciting for us. Well, we appreciate that. So I know you've got quite a few different types of funnels you're doing. You mentioned as far as a webinar funnel. And what different ways are you looking as far as driving traffic? So now you got this funnel built. How do you get people to it?
Sure. And you know, like I mentioned before, 2 years ago, I knew nothing about online marketing at all, right? So we're learning as we go. But like we said, we have a couple podcasts that we've used to drive traffic. And now our goal is to, we've done really, last year we did really well in our online business. The first year was okay, but there was a big learning curve. And there was a point where we were about to throw in the towel. Because it was like, we're spending all this time in this business and we're making all the money in our real estate business, spending a little bit of time in our real estate business. It didn't feel right. But Tara and her wisdom didn't want me following her around anymore again. So she's like, well, what else are you going to do? Like, what? Just figure it out. Right. So it's been a journey, but our number one goal now, you know, we've been last year in 2015, I don't know the exact numbers, but we did over 500,000 in online sales. You know, we've been doing seven figures in our house of business the last few years, but it's been exciting to do it in online and realize, you know, we now have a goal that within 5 years to be doing $10 million a year. And when I say $10 million a year, we're not talking about, you know, $10 million with like a 20% margin. You know, our goal is to make like a net profit of $10 million a year.
I really appreciate your clarifying that. Yeah. It always drives me crazy when people, oh yeah, I made $10 million. It only cost me $990,000.
You know. No. Like last year we needed to finalize all of our accounting and stuff, but we did over $500,000, but after you include expenses and whatnot, probably around $500,000 that we'll end up making from our online business, right?
So that's not bad for a guy who knew nothing at all about online marketing 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we're just crazy action takers. but we still, it's kind of like a lot of what we've been doing is, okay, what should we promote now? What should we do now? Now we need to know all these different things. So what we really are focusing on now is having that predictable income, as Russell's always talking about. You know, we put $1 in, get $2 out. And those are some of the things that we have done a little bit of, but we're really going to put up into hyperdrive now that we have. Our products are built out and we have testimonials and we have all these people in our different programs and the house flipping HQ program and then now Millionaire University. So now our goal is just to like every month be able to predict, hey, we're going to put in this much, get this much, and just really blow it up. And ClickFunnels is what has allowed us to and is going to continue to allow us to really do that throughout this year. So,
yeah, I appreciate that. I can tell you that predictable revenue is, as you mentioned, it's one of the main things we're looking at on our end from ClickFunnels standpoint is building a business where you really know the numbers. I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, when they first get started, the main thing is I just got to make a buck.
Yeah.
I just got to start paying bills. And then all of a sudden it's like you have this great month and then all of a sudden, boom, there's nothing.
Yep.
I've seen that in the real estate industry a ton where all of a sudden, you know, a person, you know, they flip a house, they make 20 grand. And they think, well, I'm now making $20,000 every single month.
Yeah.
And next month, nothing comes in.
Yep. Yeah.
So that predictable revenue obviously is a big deal. So tell us real quick, what types of things are you guys actually working on to build that predictable revenue? How are you going to do it in 2016? What's the plan?
Sure. So do you want to go or do you want me to keep going? Okay.
Go
So we wanted Millionaire University is kind of, I don't want to say it's done. Like now we're going to really focus on that a lot, but we're done promoting it for now. So now we're going back to focusing on promoting the house flipping education things. So what we're doing is we have several, we're going to be driving people to, we have a handful of content pieces we're going to be driving them to. And then from there, the idea is to, just kind of take them up that value ladder and offer them, have them become a customer is the next goal. Offer them something for, you know, the $7. And then from there, just continue to take them up that value ladder. You know, we're focusing on real estate. The main thing that people are usually looking for, and you probably know this because you have some real estate background, is they don't have the money to buy houses or they're trying to find the deals. So we're going to have a couple content pieces on each of those. And we're just going to keep testing things out and seeing what converts better. And from there, we're going to send, you know, give them, we already created like a DVD so we can do a free plus shipping offer. And then from there, upsell them to past seminars that we've done and eventually into our house flipping formula coaching program. And then eventually, you know, we even have a high-end coaching program that we started once again, thanks to the things that we've learned from Russell. We started that last year at $25,000. We started that in November. And as of right now, I believe we have 14 or 15 students. So it's pretty incredible, you know, what we've learned and what those things have done. I know I feel like I'm rambling. It's because there's so many things that we want to implement and are planning on implementing. And a lot of it is just testing and figuring things out. I mean, Russell and ClickFunnels just given us so many opportunities. It's just a matter of focusing on one at a time and building it out as we go.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. I think some of the main things, you know, obviously most entrepreneurs we always struggle with is the shiny object syndrome. And that the key as far as focus there. But what it sounds like right now, guys, you got to your 8-minute or your Millionaire University is set up and now you're focusing back on the real estate side. And again, that whole ascension up that value ladder is real key. And one of the things we've been talking a lot about in our own office, as far as from ClickFunnels standpoint, is trying to find and test multiple front end offers to bring people in. I don't know if you guys
exactly are... that. Yep. That's the goal.
Yep.
Great. So what types of front end offers are you guys looking at possibly doing? You mentioned as far as a free plus shipping offer for a DVD. Anything else?
Yeah, so there's a book that I've been working on for 6 months.
I heard that on your podcast. I was shocked.
Did you see it that finished?
So that's kind of, I mean, you hit it on the head. Like, you literally, we were having this the day after we launched and closed the doors to Millionaire University. So
and with Millionaire University, I mean, we're going to be building that out. And so that in a month or two, you know, we can do a webinar and then start, you know, doing some of those ads and different things. And so,
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of basically I'll give you some of the front end for the house flipping business. Like we haven't built out a lot of front end for the 8 minute for the millionaire business yet, for the millionaire university. But for the house flipping, it's basically offers that include financing, that teach people how to get financing, and that teach people how to get deals. Because those are the main things that everybody in real estate wants to know.
Find the deal and find the money.
Yeah, find the deal and find the money. Those will kind of be the bring them in the door. And then the goal obviously is to break even or double up on the ad spend and then just blow it up as much as we can. We want to start with Facebook. I know that's kind of the go-to, the standard. And my goal is to eventually maybe get away from that, but focus on one thing at a time. We've been learning a lot about different paid marketing areas. And we just want to really focus in on one, really master that. And we've done okay with it so far, but we want to master it to the point to where we just know no matter how much money we put into that, we just get back that and then some.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, but we've been looking into YouTube ads. I know Russell's been talking a lot about that. We'll actually be at the Inner Circle and Ignite events next week, right? Mm-hmm. Is it next week?
Oh, great.
Yep, next Tuesday.
So I'm sure we're going to come back with 10 more ideas from Russell.
That's the trick, because there really are so many ways that you can create a funnel. And sometimes it's overwhelming because, I mean, you could do a million things. And so right now, at 2016, instead of making goals and a bunch of extra ones, we actually did the opposite and kind of filtered.
Yeah.
And said, let's go back to the basics. What is going to be our foundational product? Let's start with Facebook. Let's start, find some ads that convert, some products that convert, build that out. And then as the year goes on, we can kind of add extra pieces and things, but have that foundational baby there that's supporting those things and allowing us to take those risks and do those things.
Yeah.
Tara, I love that. I think that's a problem too many of us have, is we don't focus on one revenue source coming in or even one offer. And so you keep testing things and nothing ever seems to really work. So I love the idea as far as picking one offer or one way of driving traffic and mastering that. And from there, then going ahead and branching out to other things. So appreciate that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, our goal is to do at least $1 million in net profit in our online businesses this year, which would be cool because then we'll have 2 7-figure businesses and I don't know. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I would think
that'll be pretty cool.
Justin talks real casual, like, yeah, I only have 2 7-figure businesses right now, but you know what? I'm still working. I'll see if I can find something to make it work a little bit better.
Well, we love the house to move. It's been incredibly good to us. But as you know, as entrepreneurs, we get pretty. We always want to be doing what else? What else are we going to be doing? And it also is going to help mitigate. There is a level of risk, and the last few years have been good to us. But I know so many people who were wiped out. After the crash, and we do lots of things to mitigate that as well, but this is just another hedge. I mean, if you have an online business that's creating that additional income, then your concerns about maybe losing a little bit of money someday over here if things go bad really diminish significantly. So
that's awesome.
And one more,
I want to kind of
just, sorry, go ahead. But you know, we talk about making money and reaching certain financial goals, but one thing also with the Millionaire University that I am super excited about is that we're also reaching some personal goals of really helping people. And, you know, when you start to make a certain amount of money, you still have goals there and you want to do those things. But what really intrinsically excites me and makes me just feel good, juicy, is really working with people. And I feel like we have the opportunity to just kind of give back and do some cool things and connect. And so that's really exciting for this year as well for me.
Oh, I think that's awesome. I want to kind of change gears real quick here because you're one of the few people I know who've actually been able to work together as a couple. It seems to be one of those things that
so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's only been 11 years. We're still trying to figure it out. No. But Tara, one of the episodes that was one of my favorites was episode number 40, which was your mompreneur thing. Uh-huh. And I thought it was great just because so many people think that you can't have it all. And I'm obviously there's balance, and balance is kind of a weird word to use because you never really have true balance.
Yeah.
But it's that idea of how you guys juggle everything as a couple to make business and life work for you. And if you don't mind, just take a few minutes and kind of talk about how you're doing it, what works, what doesn't work, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, that is a question that has all kinds of possible answers to it. But I think the thing that's been biggest for us is we talk a lot. I mean, we have very open communication. I don't know how many times we talk to couples who work together or who are just married, and they'll have a frustration and we'll say, well, have you told them that? Have you communicated that? And most of the time people will say, well, no, you know, I'm afraid to hurt their feelings, or they have fear and they don't have communication. And so Jess and I, over the years, as our relationship has evolved, and we both have very strong personalities in different ways. And we're lucky also that some of our strengths and weaknesses kind of complement each other. But we've really had to have communication about everything.
Yeah.
And we also had to improve our recovery time. You know, you get in a fight and you can't focus. You can't even do anything. And so our recovery time has really improved. We also know we have each other's backs. We also know kind of how we work. And so we've learned kind of what buttons to push and what not to push. And it still is evolving and we're still working on that. But it's that constant communication that helps us to, you know, sometimes I feel like we take turns. You know, Justin's having a great day and I'm totally off and I need him to give me therapy. And then he's having a horrible day and I'm on it and I need to give him therapy. And so it's just kind of that ebb and flow, and we kind of move forward, and you're great at this, you work on that. And he pushes me out of my comfort zone really, really well. And I feel like I help him hone things down and kind of go, okay, settle down here. Let's bring it back to base. And so, yeah, that communication is huge.
Yeah, I think that goes for any partnership. And I know that in business, it's one of the biggest problems most business owners have is the lack of communication. So I appreciate you bringing that up. I think I cut you off, Justin.
Was it something else I was going to say? You're exactly right, Dave. It is difficult to communicate with anyone. And a lot of times we just think that's our spouse, but that just happens to be the person we're working with. So if we just understand that, it just makes it so much. You know that it is hard. It is hard to communicate with anyone. It's not that person. It's just the dynamic. It's just difficult at times. And just know that, okay, what's more important to us? Is it important to work through this, or are we just going to let it ruin everything, right? And like Tara said, I think working together has really increased our recovery time. I remember when we first married and we'd get in a disagreement and it could last, you know, a day or a couple days or a few days. But now it's crazy. Like, we'll like argue or something and I'll sit here like, oh, I am so right. She is so right. No, I'm just kidding. But then very quickly, I'm like, okay, I have these goals. We have these goals we want to reach. We have these deadlines that we have set. People are counting on us. We can either come together and resolve this, or we can say goodbye to everything. And that really helps. It really helps your motivation. You know,
when you're like marriage on steroids.
All right, babe, let's figure this out. Okay. All right, let's do this. We're good. You know, so yeah, just gotta let it roll off. Roll it off.
I think that's awesome. Well, you guys also have a business of obviously where you're coaching quite a few people, not only in the real estate side, but obviously Millionaire University is primarily all going to be a coaching type of platform. Yep. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you found that work in a coaching program as the coach? Where, again, my main focus here, I'm trying to find out, is the key for any coaching program is to get results.
Yep.
So how do you guys work as coaches to help your students get results?
You know, we've realized that through coaching, and this first, we really, really realized this in the house flipping business, is that you can give people all kinds of information. The information is really out there. It's everywhere and it's great. And you have to filter it. There's too much information. You have to filter it down. The trick is, and the thing I think that we are really good at and have been blessed with, I don't know, who knows why, is that how do I take that information and actually do it? How do I overcome my fears? How do I move past my insecurities? How do I, you know, get to where I want to go. And we're realizing that the majority of that is really kind of personal and emotional, and there are blocks and fears and things that you have to work through. And so the information is there, but how can we help you to take and use that information to take action and take risks and develop yourself? Because really being the person you want to be takes risks. It takes risks in how you communicate, how you put yourself out there, what you're willing to do, what you're willing to share. And so it's all about combining that information with your own personal abilities.
Yeah. And when we started the House Flipping Formula, it was so interesting because I felt like, hey, I got to teach these people how to analyze properties and how to find properties and financing. And what I realized, I'm like, oh, wow, like all this information is out there. The people who are succeeding or the people who are stuck, it's really a game that happens between the ears, right? It's a mind game. There's something that is holding them back from taking those actions. It's not really that they don't know the information because it's there. So what we did with Millionaire University, and this is important for anyone who's looking to launch a product as well, is we launched it literally with zero content. And what we told the people in the program is we said, hey, we do not want to just put a bunch more crap in your head. Like, we don't want to just put a bunch more information out there. This is about you. We want to find out your needs, create the content around that, and focus strictly on you. And so that's kind of what we're doing. Right now, we're in the process of getting to know everybody. They've sent us videos or surveys. They're talking in the Facebook forum group. We're going to have weekly calls where we just have break. It's like case study after case study after case study to get to know them, get to know their needs, and then create the content around that, but not content like you would find in a normal college or university or classroom setting where it's like, hey, check, check, check. Okay, go through all these items, but more of a reference, resource center. And then just really try to protect them from too much information, because I think that there's a lot of people out there who don't know what they don't know. And those people, yeah, they need to learn. But what we found with most entrepreneurs, they know a ton. They almost know too much. They just need to focus. So our number one goal is to get people to focus, figure out what is the one thing that you are going to work on this year. What are your KPIs? What are the key performance indicators? What are the very few things, a few actions that you need to do? Like Tara said, eliminate almost everything else and just focus on those things. And that is what will help them have an incredible 2016, is actually by getting rid of most of the stuff. So that's the focus of Millionaire University.
I love that. Well, we've got obviously people who are going to be listening to this. Some people are just barely getting started. Some have been doing this for a while. For those people who are just getting started, how do they overcome what you just talked about as far as the problem between the ears and actually start taking action right away? What would be a couple things you tell them to do right away since they can't enroll in Millionaire University because the doors are closed right now?
First of all, they need to surround themselves with other people who think the same. And it's amazing nowadays because online you can do that any second of the day with your phone. I mean, there are so many podcasts and there's so much information out there, and you need to tap into that world because there are worlds out there that exist that most people have no idea are even there. And so as you're in this world where you think, you know, nobody thinks like me and I haven't heard this and my parents don't think that way, and maybe my brother or my friends, who knows? You need to tap into a world that you want to be in and where you want to go. And you need to realize people are thinking in different ways and there are different ways to look at the world. And surround yourself with that, because your own life, your past history, your past thinking is going to try to fight you as to whether or not you can join that world and whether or not you have a place. And so you have to surround and constantly be working on your mind to go, I can go there, I can do it. And remember that lots of people are there and they're doing great.
Love that. Justin, anything from you?
I think Tara nailed it, actually. I mean, it's really the people that you surround yourself with. We all have these false beliefs because of, you know, the people that we've been spending time with, which isn't bad. You know, Tara and I was talking about sending love to everybody. That's an important thing. But it's hard when most of the people that you're around probably do not have that same entrepreneurial spirit. It's a very special thing that you have. If you're even listening to this podcast, you probably have it. And you do need to go out and find those people that have it as well. So
awesome. Any resources aside from obviously subscribing to the 8-Minute Millionaire or getting involved in Millionaire University that you'd recommend they connect with?
We love Russell's podcast, Marketing Your Car. Mm-hmm. That's probably the only podcast we've listened to all of the episodes. And then obviously we're really excited for this podcast, the ClickFunnels podcast. But yeah, everything you guys are doing at .com Secrets, we just think is amazing. That's kind of our main focus, is working with you guys. And yep. Millionaire University, we will be opening the doors. Again, I don't know when this is coming out, but in 3 to 6 months. So they can go get on the interest list if they're interested in checking that out. And did you have anything else, Tara? Nope. Okay.
So that'd be at millionaireuniversity.com?
Yeah, millionaireuniversity.com.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so very much. We're really excited. We should have this out hopefully in the next couple of weeks, first part of February at the latest.
Awesome.
And we'll let you know right away. But again, I can't thank you guys, the two of you both, for all of your help in getting this going. And most importantly, for the content. And really, the thing I've always loved about you guys is how much you care about the individual. So thank you so much. Again, anything else you guys want to say before we wrap things up?
No, we're excited. And you're right, we do care about it. It's all about the person. And I think it'd be really cool to come back on the show in like 3 months after we've built out some more of these funnels and just kind of share where we've gone and follow that journey. So. Yep. I'm not like trying to invite myself, Dave. I mean, that's up to you. But Tara teased me how I was inviting myself places. But anyway,
you were invited back.
Cool.
I'll extend that invitation right now. We'll set up a date in 3 to 6 months.
There we go.
We'll
get real. Since you were asking my opinion before on like how we should do the podcast,
you're going to be my guinea pig. So we'll make sure that you come back on. And if you can't have results, then I'm going to shut this.
Yeah, I love it. I think it'd be awesome. So,
well, again, thank you guys so very much. I appreciate your time. And best of luck with everything you're doing and all of your businesses.
Likewise. Thanks, Dave.